Hello, my name is Patrick, and I'm your Rewind Guide. With my colleague Rachel, we'll guide you throughout this one-hour walk to reveal the secrets of the iconic Eiffel Tower.
A few useful tips before we start. Please note that all the commentaries are 100% audio, which means that you have nothing to read.
Stories and guidance will automatically trigger along the route. Just remember to keep the application open. If you take a picture, you'll need to come back to the app.
And do not hesitate to lower the brightness of your screen to save battery.
Pause the tour at any time and resume there when you want. Finally, for your safety, pay close attention to your surroundings during the tour, especially when you cross the street.
Ready? Let's start.
Welcome to Place du Trocadéro. You are now in the 16th arrondissement, on the right bank, or the rive droite, as the Parisians call it. Walk towards the large esplanade and catch a glimpse of today's main attraction. That's right, it's the Eiffel Tower, nicknamed the Grande Dame de Fer, or the Iron Lady. The Eiffel Tower has been watching over the city and its inhabitants for over 130 years.
During our tour, we'll plunge into the history of this famous structure and not only uncover all the usual facts, but also some interesting anecdotes.
Ready to become an expert on the Eiffel Tower? Head to the middle of the square. From where you're standing, the Eiffel Tower isn't the only attraction.
The buildings of the Palais de Chaillot are all around you. The Palais de Chaillot was built 48 years after the Eiffel Tower for the 1937 World Fair.
While facing the tower, you'll see the Musée de l'Homme to your right, a museum dedicated to the history of humanity. It houses the skeleton of Lucy, the oldest human fossil ever found. It's 3.18 million years old.
A little further back, but still on your right, there's the super-modern National Navy Museum, where you can learn all about the maritime history of France. Its collection is vast, with more than 35,000 objects and works of art, including models of some of the French Navy's most illustrious ships.
To your left, there's the Cité de l'Architecture, a massive structure dedicated to architecture. Inside, you'll discover first-rate exhibitions, a library, a research and archive centre, and even a school. But that's not all.
Below the esplanade, there's a huge 1,600-seat theatre. The Chaillot National Theatre is an integral part of the Palais de Chaillot and has seen its fair share of performances over the years.
And not just the artistic kind. On December the 10th, 1948, the United Nations met here and adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. By the way, that's why December the 10th is known as Human Rights Day.
Speaking of human rights, the square underneath your feet is called the Pavé des Droits de l'Homme, or Human Rights Square, and the esplanade is named Human Rights Esplanade.
Now, go straight towards the Eiffel Tower. Go down the two sets of steps. Then, stop at the large square pattern that you will see at your feet on the left.